Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Jesse St. Laurent, VP Product Strategy, Simplivity. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at Simplivity.
Sure. So product strategy is a great opportunity in terms of being able to touch a little bit of everything in the business. So I spend a lot of time with our customers, a lot of time with our engineering organization, our product management teams, really making sure that the direction of the company from a technology and product perspective is really aligned with the technology trends that we're seeing in the industry, as well as what our customers are talking about.
What is Simplivity's vision?
Well, that's a wide open question. So if you rewind at sort of the highest level, our goal is really to simplify IT. And that's kind of a broad answer is the question, right? But if you drill down into that, we think there's a lot of complexity in IT infrastructure today that really doesn't need to be there. And it's come from years and years of bolting more and more appliances into the data center. And with each appliance comes complexity. The analogy I always use is, if you have the flu, you can take something because your head hurts, and you can take something because your throat hurts, you can take something because you can't sleep, and you can take something because six other things are wrong with you. In the end of the day, you're taking 10 or 12 different medications, and you still feel miserable. Those are like all the appliances we've piled in our data center. The alternative is you can just cure the underlying issue. So if somebody has a pill that makes the flu go away, then you don't have to solve all those other problems. They just naturally go away. And we believe that underlying issue is really about the data management in the infrastructure. That's really what we've done.
Tell us a little bit about Simplivity's new all-flash hyperconverged solution.
We're really excited to launch the all-flash platform. And it's not just about flash being there and available. It's about making a price point that makes this not shelfware or brochureware or websiteware, I guess whatever the modern equivalent of shelfware is. The goal is to build a platform that customers actually deploy and use. So we waited until the price was right for the customer in terms of, you know, per virtual machine, is this a compelling offering? Not for the 1%, but for a big portion of the market. This gives us really the opportunity to push further into the enterprise data center for those workloads, you know, commonly Oracle, SQL, SAP, the mission critical workloads that today, there are a few outliers. This allows us to get all those and capture them within the hyperconverged platform we're deploying.
Now, there's two components to that. There's the software part, which is referred to as OmniStack, and the hardware part that's OmniCube.
Yeah, so there's two different ways you can consume our technology. Some customers want to come to Simplivity, or more accurately, one of our partners, and purchase a single SKU, just get what's effectively an appliance for their infrastructure. And that's OmniCube. There are other customers who want that same management and technology experience, but they've got a great relationship with Cisco, or they prefer to run on Dell hardware or Lenovo hardware. And what OmniStack is it's deploying the exact same technology, but deploying it on the server of choice for that particular customer.
So your hyperconverged infrastructure is also offered through Cisco UCS and also Lenovo. What Intel products do you leverage on this new all-flash solution?
Yeah, so as you would expect, CPU is the most obvious one, the NICs as well, but the real differentiator is the SSDs. So we're not always looking to run the absolute fastest media in the market. When you buy the biggest or the fastest, there is a portion of the market where that's absolutely the right answer. What we wanted was a platform that could be used by most customers for these workloads. And the 3610 media is really a great offering. It's available in high volume. The performance is great. The longevity is great. You know, we don't have endurance challenges with it. It's a nice fit. The capacity works out well to give us a nice platform. You know, one of the challenges that I think folks don't always see from the consumer side is there's a lot of announcements about really big capacity media. And if you want to buy one of them, it works great. If you want to sell thousands of platforms that have tens of drives in them each, you need a partner that can truly deliver quality product consistently and in volume. And that was the big driver for us.
Now, you talked about how it serves a variety of workloads or use cases. Pick a few and talk about how this product really addresses those.
Yeah, so specifically in the all-flash platform, the applications aren't necessarily different, right? A lot of our customers today are running the same apps in a hybrid environment. You know, 83% of our customers run SQL Server, for example. Almost half run Exchange in their infrastructure. But what we've seen is there are a class of applications that need absolutely predictable performance. And this is where the flash solution really becomes critical. So you can bring down the latency, and that's a critical dimension. And I think that's the most obvious thing that folks think of when they see flash. But the other dimension is making it consistent for every I.O., not bring down the latency for 80% of your I.O.s, but bring down the latency for 100%. And that's really what enables us to go after those SQL apps, you know, OLTP where they need that transactional speed, or Oracle apps where they need that transactional speed.
Now, Simplivity is a member of the Intel Storage Builders. Talk about how that collaboration has been going.
Intel's been a great partner for Simplivity really since the very beginning. So we've worked with Intel around partnership around accelerating our technology in various dimensions. The Storage Builders program, I think, was a formalization that formalized a lot of those things that were happening informally. So we've always had great relationships with the product teams within Intel and early access to the technology. I think one of the great things about the Storage Builders program is it really puts folks together and creates this collaborative environment for getting the latest and greatest technology integrated.
Now, we asked this question of all of our guests. What kind of trends are you seeing in the data storage market or software-defined storage?
The trend I would talk about is one of simplification, right? And this is one where the underlying data or storage is kind of getting wagged by the top of the stack, right? So as we look at the move to public cloud or cloud in general, the management paradigm of simplification, customers don't want to deal with the underlying complexity of the storage anymore, right? When you can do point and click and just deploy a workload, they expect that to ripple down the whole stack. So the trend as I play that down the stack would really be one of simplification of the operational experience. And together with that, the reduction of resource consumption, right? So general efficiency. Mm-hmm. One of the things we see is when you deploy, I talked about all the medications to treat the flu. When you deploy all those appliances, you've got a dozen different systems that are all reprocessing the data again and again and again and again. And if you can process the data once, you not only reduce the operational complexity from a management perspective, but you dramatically reduce the footprint of the infrastructure required. We have a Fortune 50 customer who in one of their data centers just went from traditional storage and servers and SAN infrastructure, all the appliances, basically all the bits and parts, 34 racks to 3, running all on top of Intel technology with Simplivity sitting on top of it.
Do you see that as a trend where what you refer to as the traditional enterprise storage customers transitioning to more of a software-defined storage or server-based storage platform?
Yeah, absolutely. If we look at the market, we saw VDI was really the first to kind of cross the chasm there a couple years ago. It didn't need to be as resilient, so some of the early movers went after that piece of the market. If we look at it now, I think we're seeing the mid-market cross the chasm in terms of they're just deploying, buy the infrastructure, deploy it, throw everything out in their software-defined.
Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about Simplivity's product line?
Simplivity.com. As always, you can find us there or check us out on Twitter is another great way to find consistent news, which is at Simplivity Corp.
Well, thanks, Jesse, for spending time with us today, and thank you for partnering with Intel.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We'll be right back.